Simon & Schuster Audio presents My Last Continent, a novel by Midge Raymond, read by Cassandra Campbell.
For John. Afterwards. As I lead tourists from the Zodiacs up rocky trails to the penguin colonies, I notice how these visitors, stuffed into oversized puffy red parkas, walk like the penguins themselves, eyes to the snowy ground, arms out for balance. They're as determined as the penguins to get where they're going, but they're not here to ask about the birds, about these islands. They don't seem interested in the Adélie's declining populations or the Gentoo's breeding habits or the Chinstrap's dwindling food sources in the Antarctic. Instead, they ask about the Australis. How many people drowned? They ask. How many are still missing? How many bodies now belong eternally to the sea? None are questions I want to answer. Back in 1979, a sightseeing tour, Air New Zealand Flight 901 out of Christchurch, crashed into the side of Mount Erebus in southwestern Antarctica. More than 250 people died that day. It was the worst disaster in the history of this continent. Until 5 years ago. Until the Australis. According to records, we know that both crafts, the plane and the ship, went down due to navigational error. Each was felled by what its crew knew existed but was unable to see, or chose not to see. Sometimes I wonder whether some other force is at hand, something equally obscured, warning us that none of us should be in Antarctica at all. We cross sharp-edged hills near penguin nests, the rocks covered with pinkish-red guano that seeps into the snow like blood. At this time of year, late January, the middle of the austral summer, the birds are fat, their chicks tucked under their chests. They lean over to warm and protect the downy gray and white bodies as they watch us pass. The Adélies stare at us with their white-rimmed eyes. The Chinstraps look serious in their painted helmets. The Gentoos twist their heads, raising orange beaks into
Sample complete. Ready to continue?